Hey guys, it's Gabriel Brown here again with another podcast installation. The podcast is a look into my life and how credit made my imaginations come true. I had a client today sign up for the Wealth Score system, and it took a little time to explain the service, the difference between a consumer file, a consumer report, and a credit report. And then it took a little time to explain why the data reports or consumer reports are important, even if you have relatively good credit scores and a relatively clean credit report. And I had to explain that this was not credit repair. All right. The essence of consumer files is not related to credit as much as it is related to data about your character, about your background, about your banking activity, about your employment history, about your neighborhood score, your job security scores, okay? This is information that gives the bankers and lenders a broader view of you as an individual. This is above and beyond the credit report information. And so once that became clear to the client, he eventually signed up for the Wealth Score system, and he then asked one question. You know, why is it so expensive? Why does this cost much more than credit repair? And I had to explain that, again, this is not credit repair in the sense of working on disputing items from Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, the three major bureaus, or the three minor credit bureaus, based on information on those reports being inaccurate, questionable, unverifiable, or obsolete. I'd say this is data report repair. That's what the Wealth Score system is about. It's about data report repair. And there is 70 plus data reports. So one of the reasons this is more expensive than credit report repair is you're typically only dealing with three reports. That's what the average credit repair company will work on for you. And then an above average credit repair company will work on the three major credit bureaus and the three minor credit bureaus as well. But I said this, the Wealth Score system and data report repair includes 70 plus data files or data reports that have to be requested, reviewed, and redacted if necessary, or updated, and then restricted. So that's 70 plus reports, data reports that have to be requested from each of those data miners or each one of those private organizations that has your data report on record. You have to request it from them, review it to make sure it's accurate, then update it if it's not accurate. So the review and the update is one step, and then restrict those reports because you do not want that data circulating about you. And potentially, now you have 76 actual files that bankers in the lending institutions are using that could be breached and your identity be stolen. We know Fortune 500 companies have been breached over the last 5 to 10 years. We know all three major credit bureaus have been breached over the last 5 to 10 years. So we know it wouldn't be difficult to assume that potentially these 70 plus companies that are hosting your data reports could in fact be breached and the information that they have on you be stolen and your identity be compromised. I said, but more importantly than that, that the work is somewhat labor intensive, all right? Almost 70 times more work than what you would get from credit repair. The information is specialized knowledge. Very few companies in credit repair or in any other identity protection business are offering this service. It's not only a unique service, the knowledge is specialized, okay? And it's labor intensive. So this is why it costs more than credit repair, okay? So after explaining it like that, and then explaining the value of having the information or having access to these data reports to find out what information has been circulating about you, that's invaluable in itself. I mean, that's priceless to know what could potentially be negatively impacting you and your potential to get credit or to leverage yourself. All right, that information is priceless. So after bringing much of these details to light, I was happy to say that, you know, the client understood, saw the value in the service, and signed up for the program. And I'm very excited to bring that understanding to this podcast so people can see the value of data report repair and the value of the wealth score system. Now, again, if you're interested in speaking with me more about this and you want to reach out, you can reach out via email. You can use support@secretwealthscore.com. Again, that's support@secretwealthscore.com. All right, you can email me there. Or if you're interested in the Wealth Score Academy, where we actually reveal the 70 plus consumer files and go over a 6 to 12 week training in the academy. There is a limited time offer for a 30 day trial of the Wealth Score Academy for $97. For $97 for a 30 day trial of the Wealth Score Academy. Okay? You can go to wealthscorecoach.com. Again, that's wealthscorecoach.com and enroll into the Wealth Score Academy. All right, this is Gabriel Brown. I'm signing off. I look forward to seeing you at some of the masterclasses I will be having on the Wealth Score Academy and the data reports included within. And also, I look forward to training with you in the Wealth Score Academy. And I hope to see you on our private or secret Facebook page, where I will also be posting videos and trainings there as well. Hey guys, it's Gabriel Brown here again, adding another installation to my podcast, A Look Into My Life and How Credit Made My Imaginations Come True. Now, today I want to speak on some information I've seen circulating around social media and in our industry, the credit repair industry, about consumer files. All right. Now, I've been speaking a lot about consumer files versus consumer reports and credit reports. And I've talked on that quite a few times in this podcast because I want it to be clear. I want it to be clear that there's a difference between a consumer file, which is a data report, a consumer report, which is a report from the credit bureaus that consumers review when they're interested in seeing what's on their reports, their credit reports. And then there's a credit report where the actual creditors review when their application for credit is being processed. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up again is because I've been doing data report repair for a few years now, and I've been doing it for my high-end clients and very selective group of people, because this is labor-intensive, is specialized knowledge, and is easily confused with credit repair. Data report repair is not credit report repair, okay? Now, some people are saying that data reports are all regulated by the Fair Credit Reporting Act and the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and the depositories for these data reports are in fact all credit bureaus. That's not true. That's not true. I've been working with a law firm on this for a couple of years now, and the language that you use when you request these data reports is much different than what you would use when you're requesting a credit report. If you request the data report and ask that your credit report be sent to you, they will say that they do not have credit reports and they are not a credit bureau and they are not regulated by the Fair Credit Reporting Act and the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and you'll be sending requests for the data reports and you won't get them. There's specific language that you must use when you're requesting data reports, okay? There is specific language. And if you go to my website, wealthscorecoach.com, I talk about the specific language. I give you a letter that I paid an attorney to draft that has this specific language that's required, okay? So don't believe that you're just gonna send a credit report request letter and put the name of the data report depository in the letter, in the places where you would typically put the name of the credit bureaus, and have them respond by sending you your data report. Okay, I have tons of letters from these data depositories that say, we do not have a credit report for you. There's no information in our files that relates to a credit report. We are not a credit bureau. We are not a credit reporting agency. That's the exact language they will use. We are not a CRA. All right? So you must be careful and put the right language. Otherwise, you'll be upset sending the same letters over and over and over, thinking that you're being ignored when, in fact, you're using the wrong language. They are data reports. They are consumer files. They're not consumer reports, and they are not credit reports. So be careful. If you need some more details or some more information, reach out to me. Support@secretwealthscore.com. Support@secretwealthscore.com. Or you can reach out by reviewing my website, where we have a limited time deep discount of $97 to be a part of the Wealth Score Academy, where we have 70 plus consumer files, data report depositories that we have requested this information for many clients, ourselves. As a matter of fact, if you go to my website, you'll see that I show a book, okay, about the size of three encyclopedias. That's how thick it is, with all of my personal data reports and consumer files that I have been requesting, reviewing, and restricting since 2016. Okay, I even wrote a book about this called The Wealth Score Expert 2 years ago, sounding the alarm to people, but I have not, you know, been out on social media talking about this, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I've done private workshops and masterclasses over the past couple years where I talk about it in the workshops and the masterclasses, all right? But because this is specialized knowledge and is something that I've done for my high-end clients after they've gone through the credit repair program, only a select few people I've offered this service to. So I have now recently been reviewing this material with the general public and have websites about it, All right, and I even have a new book coming out called Scores of Data Reports. Scores of Data Reports. All right, that new book will be published here in the next few weeks. All right, and I go into more detail about the data reports in the book. All right, so I look forward to seeing you in the Wealth Score Academy. As I said, we have a limited time offer, a deep discount for $97. I think I started to say that, but I didn't finish. But for $97, you can gain access to the Wealth Score Academy for 30 days. All right. And that's a limited time offer. All right. So you can go to wealthscorecoach.com. That's wealthscorecoach.com if you want to enter the Wealth Score Academy. All right. Thank you very much. I look forward to the next podcast installation. And I look forward to seeing you at the next masterclass or workshop.